This is Duarte Geraldino in for Tanzina. You're listening to The Takeaway. We turn now to Washington State, which is dealing with one of the most serious COVID-19 outbreaks in the country. The state has more than 300 reported cases so far. And while the whole state is feeling the effects of this pandemic, one population is especially vulnerable, the homeless. There are about 21,000 people experiencing homelessness in Washington. Seattle has the third largest homeless population in the U.S. More than 12,000 people in Seattle don't have a home. Allison Eisinger joins us. She's the executive director of the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness. Allison, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Duarte.
How is the homeless population uniquely vulnerable in a situation like this?
People experiencing homelessness are first and foremost people who have not got their basic needs met by definition, like the population as a whole. People who are homeless are tending to be older. People who are homeless overwhelmingly have underlying health conditions, are living with disabilities, and have experienced trauma and not having their basic health and other needs attended to. So we're talking about people who are in one or more risk categories in most cases. And just to get pretty basic, if people are being told to wash their hands repeatedly and you don't have access to soap and water or to other hygiene equipment, if you don't have a bed or a place to, as we are now getting familiar with the phrase, isolate at home, it becomes very difficult to care for yourself, care for others, and to meet your basic needs. That's for people without shelter. We have about 6,000 people every day and night in Seattle and King County who are in our shelter system. And then that system is full, and about the same number, 6,000 people in Seattle and King County, are without basic shelter every day and every night. So those two populations have two different sets of issues.
If someone is in a shelter and they're being asked to isolate, to be quarantined, what do you do? How do you deal with that particular challenge?
Well, I will say our local public health department, the Seattle King County Public Health Department, and King County government are working fast to have a better answer than we currently have to that important question. Right now, shelters are taking every step possible to improve their internal sanitation and hygiene, to make sure that they are checking on people's well-being and health. But also, we're starting to see some of the shelters, especially the ones that serve highly vulnerable populations, split into two so that they're literally giving people more space to be in, which tells you something about how overcrowded some shelters are to begin with. And then also our community is standing up as quickly as possible what are being called isolation and quarantine care centers, so that anybody who isn't able to isolate at home has a good place to go.
If someone is infected in one of these homeless shelters, they could clearly infect someone else. Do you isolate that individual person? Do you send them someplace else?
Anybody who is symptomatic and is possibly ill with the coronavirus definitely does need to be cared for and likely isolated. If someone tests positive, which actually just happened in this community in the last 48 hours, that person is receiving care, in this case, at an isolation and quarantine site. I think it's really important for folks to understand that people experiencing homelessness are not more likely to have the coronavirus or to have COVID-19, they are more likely susceptible to it, and the health consequences are going to be severe because, in general, this is a very vulnerable population.
Allison Eisinger is the executive director of the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness. We'll continue covering how the coronavirus is affecting vulnerable and low-income communities. If there's something you'd like us to know about, please call us at 877-8 My Take.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.